me that don't believe in science. Written on your forehead, always be denying. You're the dummy that don't believe in science. Written on your forehead, always be denying. Hey, hey.
We got words to say to you.
Welcome to Good Girls Go Green.
Hello.
I'm Julia.
Still Julia. Still Celia.
Oh, you're still Julia?
Nope. I'm still Celia.
We're a year in and we still have awkward introductions.
Yep.
So.
If you didn't catch that, it's our year mark. We are officially 1 year old.
Woo!
Yay! We have done it.
We have made it a full year, a full circle around the sun.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
And the sun's a lot hotter this time of year.
It is.
Than it was last year.
It is. It
Hashtag is. Global warming.
Hashtag global warming. So how exciting is that? I hope that you all have enjoyed this year around the sun.
Yes,
with us.
With us.
It's been eventful. I think we've had some highs and some lows and some in-betweens and...
Oh, yeah. All over the place.
It's been beautiful. It's been such a journey.
It really has been. And we are so happy that we've gotten to share this past year with you guys.
So thank you. Yeah. Thank you for being amazing listeners. Literally.
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 Literally the best.
Why do I feel like we were just the guys in Hot Rod where they're like, cool beans, cool beans, beans, beans.
I haven't seen Hot Rod.
You have. But we've watched it four times together, at least.
Celia.
No.
Literally.
No, literally.
Literally. Literally. Every time we bring up Hot Rod, you're like, oh my gosh, it's my favorite movie. You have to watch it. And I'm like, I've never seen it. I've literally never seen Hot
literally?
Rod.
Literally? Every time you say that, I'm like, oh, she must be correct because... You like to convince me with your confidence. And then halfway through the movie, every time without fail, you go, oh yeah, I've seen this movie.
Okay, let's watch it tonight.
Every time.
Let's watch it tonight because I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Okay. And then you'll just...
Stay tuned for next week to see if I have watched
if Julia's seen Hot Rod or not. But anyways,
we got sidetracked. I was going to say with the intro, we were talking during the intro music because we still, even a year in, we still jam out to it every time.
We do.
But I was telling Celia, remember when we found that in the Starbucks, we were planning our podcast and we were trying to figure out some good intro music. And then you were like, look, we were both on different websites mm-hmm. trying to come up with stuff, sharing the stuff that we liked, and you heard it, and you looked up at me, and your eyes got big, and you were like, Julia, listen to this.
I feel transported back to that Starbucks.
Yeah.
I remember exactly what seat I sat in.
Me too.
I think I was there, because I was working, I had took a watercolor class way back when. If any of you
back
were diligent listeners.
Pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID. Still collecting straw wrappers. Tune into episode 1.
Oh yeah.
My
still
teacher
haven't done anything about it.
Yep. 1 year later, my teacher never got back to me, and I had piles on piles of straw wrappers, and I didn't know what to do with them. And at this point, it's too late to throw them away, and people keep saving them for me. And so
I do. Every time I get a straw wrapper, I give it to you.
So I've got so many straw wrappers, and I will do a project. I have an idea now mm-hmm. of the project that I want to do. But I was sitting in the Starbucks in that corner working on my watercolor projects mm-hmm. for that class. And then afterwards we had a little podcast meeting.
Pre-pandemic. That's how long it took us to get this podcast rolling.
I know. We needed the pandemic to get this off the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of kicked our butts into gear. Once we finished the semester, we were like, all right, this is our time. Let's
that was
go.
It. But I guess as far as getting things going goes, not to compare apples to oranges, because that's ridiculous, but we had the idea to do the podcast in November, December.
Yeah, of 2019.
Of 2019. We had an idea to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. And so from November, December 2019 to we released our first episodes in
July 12th, 2020. Which, by the way, this is getting released on Friday the
18th.
But we are recording on Monday the 12th to make it a true anniversary recording.
Truly.
So.
Yes.
For those of you doubting us.
It's also kind of not really a true anniversary. It's the true anniversary of when the release. That's when we launched.
Yeah.
We recorded.
Probably.
We recorded July 4th. I remember that.
Oh. That's right. Mm-hmm. Because we did we released three episodes on the 12th.
So that you all could binge. To get you guys
going.
To get you hooked.
Yep.
I hope you've been hooked.
Yep.
Please message us.
If you're here a year later.
If you've been with us since the beginning, please message us to collect your reward. My eternal love and gratitude.
I don't know what that might be, but.
My eternal love and gratitude will be yours.
Yes. If you want to be loved by us,
send us your names.
And then we'll think about you every day.
Every day.
Mom and dad.
Thank you.
That's you. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So, yes, here we are one year later. Still chatting about the environment. We've done a little bit of a reboot. We debated waiting for the reboot until this anniversary.
Yeah.
But we were too excited about it. That's great.
And from the feedback that I've gotten, I think we've rebooted well. So
I agree. Yeah. I might be a little biased, but I agree.
I think our ideas are the best ideas.
They're superior.
Yeah.
So, well, we have something special for you guys.
We do. But actually, first, Celia.
First?
I have something special for you.
For me?
For you.
For me?
This is a real time, for those of you listening at home, knowing that we are roommates, I've been able to keep this a secret
from her. Is this what you've avoided?
This whole
She's been avoiding me all weekend, and she won't tell me what she's doing. What is this?
Go ahead and take a look.
Okay, so she put it in one of our reusable bags as gift wrapping.
Yeah, I didn't have the time to get an actual bag. Plus, it's for the environment.
It is. It is. What is this? Ah! Ah! Oh my gosh! Ah! Okay, I don't even know if I could paint the picture of this. Julia has acquired a bomber jacket.
I have. It's true.
It is a black fleece bomber jacket with the words "Good Girls Go Green." Is this spray paint?
No, well, it's fabric paint, but yeah.
Fabric painted into the back of the jacket, and she has embroidered my name on the front with a little sunflower. I'm smitten.
That was our dream from the beginning, have bomber jackets with our podcast name and our names on it. And so there you go, Celia.
Thank you.
Happy 1 year anniversary.
Thank you. Did you make one for yourself too?
I'm going to.
Okay, good.
That way we can be super cool.
How cute.
I didn't have the
this?
Time to make myself one yet.
Yeah. So this is what you've been sneaking away to do all weekend.
I had to make up so many excuses. She was like, "Why are you going to a park?" I was like, "I gotta work on something.
I have stuff to do."
There's the legendary pipes.
The pipes. The pipes.
Yeah, I was like, I've just got things to do, things to work on.
She's like, "I got stuff to do." And I was like, "What do you mean you have stuff to do?"
Try it She's on. Like, stuff. See how it looks.
Heck yes.
It's a little bit big.
That is all right. I like my jackets baggy. This is lovely.
It could be a little cozy jacket.
I didn't even see the world patch. Oh, it's got a little earth too.
And I figured, you know, it's one of those jackets that is very plain, but you can kind of add patches to it if you like.
I'm going to have to acquire patches now.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. I'm in love.
I'm so glad. We'll have to do a little photo shoot for the gram.
Ah, we will. We totally will.
Yeah.
So,
anyways,
now back to our regular scheduled programming and back to my lack of gift for you. I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't.
That's okay.
I didn't prepare this. I thought
there was no expectation of gifts.
Well, I'm going to have to think about something.
Okay.
We'll get back to that.
Okay.
So this week we have something really special for you guys. We are going to put together Good Girl Go, Good Girl. Wow. Who are we?
It's been a year.
Who am I?
Come on.
Good Girls Go Green's greatest hits.
Wow. That's a mouthful. That is a mouthful. Yeah. So what we're going to be doing is taking little clips of our list. Today I asked listeners on Instagram what their favorite episodes have been, and so I'm pulling from that and also just from Celia and I's favorite episodes, and we're gonna be taking some fun clips, so hopefully you guys enjoy some memory lane stuff today.
Yes, because I sure will.
Yes. She might says actually, as if she goes back and talk to listen to it.
I might actually go back and listen to this one because I'm really kind of curious about how far we've come and where we've gone and where we're going to, like, just the whole.
Yeah. Oh, we're definitely going to start off with the very first intro that we ever did.
Oh, no.
Because we sound so nervous. I can't wait. It's going to be great. So buckle up, guys. It's going to be quite the ride. And hopefully for those of you who started from the very beginning and are now here, you'll reappreciate how far we've come.
We've grown a lot.
So thank you for those of you who have stuck with us.
Yes.
Through the year.
Through the thick and thin.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, hopefully we've got a lot more coming your way and we're excited for another year.
So please enjoy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Kling. That's what we need.
Yes.
A water bottle. All right. Enjoy, guys.
Okay. Can I just say that song hypes me up every single time I hear it.
Every time. It's like a new song every time I hear it.
Every time. And it's so catchy. Good. Here we are. We are recording episode 1.
Our very first episode.
Of our podcast. Good Girls Go Green.
Green.
Green. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our listeners. This is really exciting. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I just don't even know what to say.
I wish I had a other word from excited.
Yep. There's no other words. Excited. Hyped.
Super hyped. So, I guess...
What's your name?
Oh, my name. My name is Celia. Oh,
Celia? My name's Julia.
Oh my gosh, Julia?
That's Celia, if you can't tell. Our voices are different. Welcome.
Welcome.
We will educate you and ourselves. So,
and hopefully humor you in the process.
Hopefully what?
Humor.
Oh.
I just kind of mumbled that. Humor you.
Humor you. We have to pronunciate.
Enunciate.
This is how we'll humor you.
Episode 10, the big 10.
Woo! We've made it this far.
Yeah.
10 episodes down.
I cannot believe that we have done 10 episodes.
It's a real commitment.
It's a real accomplishment.
I know.
Thank you.
And guess what, you guys? We have a special guest today. We have...
Special for episode 10, just for yes, you guys.
Yep. So this is the big news we've kind of been alluding to. We are going to be doing an interview once a month. And so since this episode will be airing the first week of September, we have an interview all set up with my good friend, Jane Skinner.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jane.
So to wrap it up, also adoptions are tax deductible. So if you're looking for a reason to avoid taxes, adopt an orangutan.
All right. I'm all about avoiding taxes. So
there you go.
Better than Netflix. You can write it off.
You can. And I looked at the site. They've got the pictures of the orangutans you can adopt. Oh. Do you want some names? I'll give you some names.
Are you going to play that, you know, the sad puppy music while you show me?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a copyrighted song? Sad puppy music.
Are you ready for this?
I might cry.
You should. Let me see. Let me click adopt. Spend all your time with you can adopt Sam and Cupcake. Or Happy. Or Poppy.
I'm legit tearing up over here.
Or Rocky and Rakina. Mary. Citrawan. And that's it. Do you want some pictures?
Oh. Their eyes. Their eyes are staring into my soul, begging me.
Help us, Julia.
I cannot. I'm poor.
It's only $12 a month. If I could do fast math, I'd tell you how many cents a day that was.
I don't know.
Are you convinced yet?
No. Yes, I have
look
to do it.
Look at these eyes. Look at
this. I have to.
Look
I have
Poppy.
To do it.
Look at Poppy.
I have to help them. I have to help them all. This has been a moving story.
So there you go.
It started off so dark. And ended in me crying. Wow.
Hi, guys. This is Tyler Anderson. How are you?
I'm good.
Tyler!
This is so fun. I'm glad we're doing this.
I am so glad that you agreed to be on here with us. Tyler is one of our longtime friends. I know him because of Celia, so she gets all the credit.
You're welcome.
We met because of her.
Yeah, it's crazy how it all just works out. I ended up moving from an apartment just in the middle of the semester and met Tyler completely by chance. And here we are, longtime friends.
Yeah.
Buddies.
Oh, it's been such a good time. And now it's actually fun being on here because, like, with the stuff we're going to talk about today, it's fun to see how, like, the things that I did last year are going to apply to, to the stuff you guys are doing. It's going to be, I don't know, I think you guys are going to find it interesting. So hopefully I make sense. I don't always do the best with words, but I'll try my best.
I'm so excited. I'm beyond excited because I feel like... Oh, I was going to say, I feel like it's kind of a topic that I'm definitely very kind of afraid to touch it because I don't know anything about what we're going to talk about today. And so I'm super excited to have a professional on board with us today.
Yes, I will second that and just say, I feel like I tried touching on some of the things that I'm assuming you'll probably talk about today, but you'll probably do a way better job of diving into it a little bit more. But I will also say this is a podcast, so I hope you are good with your words, but I'm not good with my words either.
So if you're not, we're just going to cut all of your sections out.
I have to sneeze. Bless you. Phew! My goodness.
Can we keep that?
No.
I'm doing the editing this week. So.
Oh, no. So, yeah. It's okay. You and I were talking earlier about, like, letting go of micromanaging. That's something I'm going to have to do.
Yeah.
I
Well, are you going to go back and listen to an hour and a half of our episode that we
already have sat through and recorded. Just to see what I'm edited.
I just need to know. I'm working on it. I really am.
That's okay.
Everyone's a micromanager.
Yeah.
To some degree.
Yeah.
Some more than others, but everyone is. And some less than others.
Yeah.
But everyone is a micromanager.
That's true.
So how is your week?
Welcome to episode 19. I think this is 19, if my math is right.
Oh, yes, because it's not coming out in a little bit.
Yep, we are on the ball. So, Joey, we have, I guess I just spoiled this.
Spilled the beans.
I spilled the beans. I totally spilled the beans. We have Julia's friend. Actually, Julia, you introduce him.
Okay. So, Joey is one of my very good friends from high school. We go all the way back. And he is on our podcast this week.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I don't know what else you want me to say about you, Joe.
Nothing. I think well, from high school is enough.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll leave it at that. Enough.
We'll let you introduce yourself a little bit more later.
And we are so excited to have our guest, my friend Nahani Lukes, with us today.
Hi.
Since nobody's here to clap for you.
We'll clap for ourselves. Yes. So Nahani is a family friend. And I guess, how did, because I met you after you had met my family.
Yeah, I coached your youngest sister skiing, and then I started like nannying and taking care of some of the other kids, and then your family was just so kind, you just invite me over to dinner, and I just feel like I got adopted.
Yeah, for sure. I remember when I went home over for some kind of break or whatever, and met you, and my mom just like raved about you, and I was like, okay, I have to meet this girl. And I finally met you, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's fantastic. She is so stinking awesome.
Yeah, I was always excited to meet you too, because you have so many siblings and they're all so fun. And then I kept being told that there was one that was my age, and I was like, I want to meet her. Where is she at?
Yeah, yeah.
It took a while. I think I knew your family for a few months before I met you, but that was great.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, maybe a year.
Yeah. Erin, tell us about you.
Okay, so I'm Erin Howe. I'm Celia's aunt. I have to
yes.
My relationship, my claim to fame with Good Girls Go Green. We're famous now. I live in South Carolina. I have a flower farm. What's pertinent? We used to grow bouquets, which of course you can't grow. We used to grow everything for bouquets and make bouquets, and now we grow mostly peonies. And Mother's Day, our biggest day. And just, I guess I'm here today to talk about the ways that farming can be green, and the ways that I guess we can improve. And so I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having
me.
Yay. And yeah, we had our weekly meeting at Denny's after our swimming session.
That's good.
That was good. That's good. Yeah.
Stay active, burn all the calories, and then get them all back at Denny's.
Eat them all back.
It's great. So yes. We have with us today Ava from Further Magazine.
Welcome, hi. Ava.
Thank you for having me.
We are so excited of to course. Have you with us today.
Yeah.
So. No,
Celia,
you're good. You're totally good.
Don't be awkward, Celia.
Oh, I'm sorry. I every interview episode we have, I forget the format of the episodes. And I'm like, let's just get right into it. And that's not what we do.
That's okay.
All right, my fun fact is brought to you this week by a new Instagram account.
Oh.
It's called Earthly Activists.
Cool.
And the fun fact which is kind of a sad fact, but that's what we're all about here on this podcast.
Sad facts. Maybe we should change the name of the segment from fun facts to just facts.
I know. I have no more fun facts for you guys anymore.
They're not fun, which I don't know. Maybe people are like, this is just so sad.
So, yeah, I downloaded TikTok for research purposes only. And I'll probably delete it later tonight. Maybe.
Good move. Good move.
Yeah. I got on the bandwagon back at the beginning of quarantine, and I had to delete it very quickly because I realized how much time I wasted on it.
Oh, so much.
Yeah. Which now has just transferred over to Instagram, but in my mind, I can limit it more. Somehow. Yeah.
Because what I noticed was that I would be on Instagram, and they'd be like, okay, I've been on Instagram long enough. And then I turned around and I'd be on TikTok. And I was like, I am on too many things. Mm-hmm. I need to shut it down.
Yeah. So I'll just be on Instagram. That's fine.
Yeah. Catch me on Instagram.
Yeah. So to start off, TikTok is a social media app. Wow.
Whoa. In case you didn't gather that.
In case you didn't know.
Welcome. Good Girls Go Green. I'm Julia.
And I'm Celia. And today we have a guest, Jamaica, with us. Jamaica, do you want to introduce yourself a little bit?
Sure. So my name is Jamaica, and I am the owner of Hello Bulk Markets. We are a refill store in Salt Lake City on the west side, hoping to grow, but we are a bring your own container store, so you don't have to buy packaging when you shop for grocery, body care, household cleaners, stuff like that, all sorts of things.
Today is the first day of our new exciting endeavor.
Yes.
Do you want to introduce it? Happy day one.
Yeah. Okay. So we are over here at Good Girls Go Green Incorporated headquarters, if you will.
We're an incorporation now.
We are. Cool. And a .org.
That's the dream.
That would be Good Girls Go Green. .org. Yeah, one day. So we are beginning a new series.
Yeah.
Not really series, because it's not really a series. There's no end in sight. There will not be 24 episodes. And then on to the next thing. This is us.
Yeah.
We're starting something new. A new
revamping.
Chapter.
Revamping.
Revamping. Yeah. Trying something new.
Yeah.
So today is day one.
Is that a wrap for us?
I think that's a wrap.
Okay. I think that's it. I'm just going to do a cute little plug here. If you liked this show, are interested in hearing more, hopefully we'll be a little bit more gathered as time goes on. Please download, subscribe wherever you listen to. We're still trying to figure out what platforms we're going to be on, so stay tuned for that. But you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We're at G_4podcast. And then our Facebook page is just Good Girls Go Green. And if you want to email us for any ideas, suggestions, we're also down the road going to try to be interviewing people from different companies, local business owners who have sustainable movements going on. So if you are one of them or know somebody who would be perfect for that, please let us know. Our email is goodgirlsgogreenpodcast@gmail.com. So I think that's all I've got.
That's all I've got.
All right. That's it for our first podcast.
We did it.
Episode one is done.
Thanks so much for our listeners.
Thank you.
You're the dummy that don't believe in science. Written on your forehead, always be denying. You're the dummy that don't believe in science. Written on
on your forehead. Always be denying, hey, hey, hey.